بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد, my brothers and sisters, we are looking at taking on the color of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. صبغة الله ومن أحسن من الله صبغة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, which color is better than the color of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This refers to the brand of Islam, brand that we must wear with confidence and with pride. We spoke about the first element of that brand, which is that we are a people who are distinguished by the fact that we are completely and totally obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. And in support of that, I mentioned to you Ibrahim alayhi salam, whose example Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, وَإِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And his Rabb said to him, submit, and he said, I have submitted. Today I want to talk to you about the second element of this beautiful deen and the brand, and that is that we are a people who, about whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that we love Allah more than we love anyone and anything else. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the believers, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. Allah said, verily, the believers, the Muslims, are those who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than anyone and anything else. So it's not just a matter of loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is an element of comparison in that, and that comparison is we love Allah more than we love anyone and anything else. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us those who fit this description. Alladhina amanu ashaddu hubba lillah. Allah said, verily, the believers are those who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than anyone and anything else. Now, how do we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How do we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than we love anyone and anything else? Because this is our hallmark, this is our trademark, this is our signature, this is what distinguishes us, this is our differentiator, this is our brand, that we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than we love anyone and anything else. To love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to love anyone for that matter, ta'allahu al-amthal, we, to love anybody, the first and most critical and important requirement is that we know that person. You cannot love somebody that you don't know. You cannot love somebody that you know, but you don't know well. You know only cursorily. So we need to know that person, that individual, before we can love them. So that's the first requirement of loving anyone. The second requirement of loving anyone is that we must know and see our relationship with that person. So we love somebody, we know them, and then we see our relationship, and all relationships lead back to one issue, which is, what do I get from that person? We may love somebody, we may know somebody very well, but we get nothing from them. You cannot love such a person. We may know somebody, but from them you get only negative things. Obviously, you still cannot love such a person. But when you know somebody, and from that person, you get positive things, you get good things, then you can and will love that person. The more conscious you are about what you are getting from that person, the more you will love them. So therefore, the first element of loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to know Him, Jalla Jalaluhu. And the second element to loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to make shukr, to be conscious of His bounties, of His grace, of His blessings, and to make shukr for that, to be thankful to Him for that. When these two conditions are present, when a person knows the glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when a person recognizes the glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the person then makes shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the automatic situation is that the person loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah mentioned this in the Quran. He said, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِّأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. In Surah Al-Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that verily and truly, in the creations of the heavens and the earth and the alternation of the day and the night, there are signs for people of intelligence, أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described them, and He said that these are the people who know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala standing, sitting and lying down day and night, and who reflect on and in the signs of the creations of the heavens and the earth. And when they do these two things, then these people say, رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاتِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. O our Rabb, you have not created all of this in vain. All of this has been created for a purpose, and O Allah, save us from the hellfire. So the condition of knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and being grateful and thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when Allah mentioned this ayah, and He said that these are the people who reflect on Allah, this refers to knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Through His own introduction that He made in the Quran, His own introduction to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm going to ask Umair to send you my latest lecture in Abuja in An-Nur Institute Masjid, which is called How to Love Allah. So I won't go into the details of that. You can listen to that lecture also, which will come along with this Fajr reminder, inshallah. Therefore, we are distinguished. Our brand is, we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, what shall we do about this? Firstly, reflect on the introduction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as He made it Himself, Jalla Jalaluhu, in the Quran, several places. Second one is reflect on the relationship that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began his day with the dua, where he said, Allahumma inni ashhaduka wa ashhadu hamalata arshik wa malaikatik wa jamia khalqik annaka antallahu la ilaha illa anta wahdaka la sharika lak wa anna muhammadan abduka wa rasuluk. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam closed the day with the same dua, with saying, Allahumma inni amsaytu, instead of inni asbahuk, he said inni and he said, instead of saying I wake up and I greet the morning, he said I greet the night, or I end the day with that. So now here he has glorified Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he made Allah the witness. Inni ashhaduk wa ashhadu hamalat arshik, and I make witness the malaika which are holding up the throne, and the all of creation, all the malaika, wa all the creation, that you are annaka antallahu la ilaha illa ant, that you are the only one worthy of worship, and there is no one worthy of worship except you. Wahdaka, and you are alone in your glory and majesty. La sharika lak, and there is no one who is a partner in this wahdaniyat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has. So this is the connection of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the connection of Tawheed, which we also have. And the third thing is to reflect on the mercy and grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on us. Every single one of us, I think this is something which I keep on saying all the time, more to remind myself than anything else, that we need to sit down and reflect on what Allah has given us. Just sit down and reflect on what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And then thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu for what He has given. Yesterday I was driving back from Mandawa in Shekhawati area of Rajasthan. Interesting history of Shekhawati also. It says that the Raja of Mandawa wasn't getting any, he didn't have any children, he was desperate for children. And somebody told him about a buzruk, about a Muslim man who lived in that area. And they advised him, say, go and ask this man to make dua for you. So this was Sheikh somebody or the other, they don't know the name, but they used to call him Sheikh. So this Raja Bandava went to him and he asked him to make dua. This Buzurg made dua for him and he had a son. So the son, he named him Shekhabat, because from the Sheikh, thanks to the dua of the Sheikh. And they took an oath, the Raja of Bandava and the people of Shekhabat, they took an oath that they will eat halal, that they will not eat pork, and so on, and they will not drink alcohol and so on. And the interesting thing was that when we were in the, we were staying at the Palace Hotel, the number of adhan that we heard, mashallah, from all around, and this is a basically poor area, but this is Rajasthan, so it's a dry area. But alhamdulillah, lots of adhan from everywhere. So we were driving back, and on the way, I saw an interesting thing. I saw a dog dodging traffic, only to pick up, there was a rat, which was a roadkill. So this rat had been completely, I mean, God knows when it died and how many cars went over it, because it was completely flattened and it was almost dry. And obviously it stank to high heaven. But this dog was dodging traffic, literally risking its life to get that scrap, that dead flattened rat from the tar, from the road, to eat it. Now my immediate thought was, subhanallah, that also is a creature of Allah, that dog. I am also a creature of Allah. That dog is also a mammal. I am also a mammal. That dog also needs protein. I also need protein. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed that I get my protein in other ways, alhamdulillah. Whereas for the dog, he eats that roadkill, which is a rat, stinging to high heaven. Now obviously, even though that is happening, the fact also remains that that dog will not get sick with that. Allah has given him the ability to digest that. He doesn't smell the atrocious smell of that dead rat. So he is able to live on that and survive. Whereas for me, Allah has decreed something else. So how much must I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just for this one thing? Just for the one thing that Allah did not make me a dog. Allah could have made me a dog and I would not be doing these further reminders. I would be eating dead rats. Now the thing is that really we should be thinking about this in every single form. I'm saying only this one thing, but if we look at it and say, if we look at each other, if we look at what Allah has given us and who Allah has given us, and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, wallahi you will not be able to lift your head from this form sujood. But this is the key to developing the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts. That is what we need to focus on. So the first part of our brand is total and complete obedience to Allah. And the second part of our brand is to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than anyone, anything else. Now, you might ask me a question and say, why do I put these two things in this order? Why not the love of Allah first and then the obedience? Because that's not how it works. Love of Allah comes from being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who claim to love Allah but are not obedient to Allah are lying. Because if you love Allah, then there is no way that you can be disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So obedience comes first before love. That is why after La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, when we enter Islam, the first thing is Salah. And Salah is a complete symbolism of obedience to a degree of excellence. And I mentioned that in detail yesterday, so I'm not going to repeat that. So obedience comes first, and love of Allah is the reward of obedience. The love of Allah will come into your heart and my heart as a reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if we obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who disobey Allah and who claim to love Allah are telling lies to themselves. And that's the reason why we'll come to that later. I don't want to extend this further reminder. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ. This ayat is the dalil for my statement to say that obedience comes before love. So anyway, let's think and reflect on this, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us people who live by the brand of Islam and who believe the truth that Islam adds value to us. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رحمة الرحيم.